Welcome to episode 3 of This Is Me Being Uncomfortable, a podcast that isn't quite yet a podcast, then it probably never will be. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today was it's end of February, and even though it's been like unseasonably warm and sunny, it's still winter, and while I don't suffer from, I shouldn't say I don't, because I probably have like a low level of it. It's seasonal affective disorder. I don't have it as extreme as people that that truly have it. You know, I don't get some really kind of deep dark place. I would say like if you were to draw a picture of. So let's say you draw a line on a piece of paper, and on one end you put very good for how you feel, in the middle you place a point for neutral, and then to the left you were to do very bad. And then like in the middle of very bad and neutral is just plain bad. And then in the middle of very good and neutral is good. So I would say the general sense of how I feel right now is sort of like if you were to just make like a little mark between neutral and good. Neutral and bad. Because like I don't feel bad. I don't feel very bad. But also don't feel good and don't feel very good. I'm sort of like leaning to the left, sort of in the red zone a little bit. More of in the yellow. Maybe with a slight touch of red, so maybe a little orange tone. And that's how I felt like the last, I don't know, probably a couple of weeks. I've been overwhelmed with work. I have, you know, 3 and a 5 year old. And, you know, the days, you know, time hasn't quite changed yet. So it's like, I feel like it's getting the best of them a little bit too. And like this past weekend, like Saturday in particular, we did some fun stuff, but it was a pretty tough day from the standpoint of being a parent, but also from being a kid too. Cause you know, I don't know what was up with my kids, but they were not in good moods. And, you know, it sort of affects everybody. When, you know, kids are fussy and whiny, you know, for a large portion of the day. And, you know, I just wanted to record this because, like, I wanted to write, and I just sort of sat down, and, like, I don't even want to write right now. Like, I mean, like, I want to write, but I don't have much motivation. And the way I feel is how I would refer to this type of feeling as every third Friday. Which is a phrase I used to use when I was younger, when I sort of was, I get sort of down in the dumps a little bit, and just kind of in a rut, I guess, and I can't quite shake it. Like, it doesn't seem like anything I can do to make me, like, go to that sort of good slash very good, like, to get into the green. Like, I just feel like I'm, you know, I'm in quicksand, and I can't even get to neutral. Because, like, it's not neutral. Like, I definitely feel more toward the negative than I do the positive. And I don't like how it feels. And I know people who have seasonal affective disorder, you know, they tend to be a little bit more on the bad to very bad. And I think what I feel is, you know, it's often can be what other people feel, you know, with the... It's very biologically based. I mean, it's definitely, you know, shorter days and, you know, dark and cold and lack of vitamin D. You know, if you look at the science behind it, it's pretty interesting. So even though, like I said, it's been unseasonably warm, it's still been pretty cold. I mean, and then I just think seasonally, I mean, it affects our bodies. Like our bodies go through seasonal changes. There's some science behind this. I was trying to remember where I saw it. I can't remember where it was, but like our body, like, it's these different mechanisms within our body that actually change with the season. So even though, like, it's unseasonably warm, it's still sort of like our body still thinks it's still treating it as in the old way, as if it was like dark and cold and snowy. So, you know, like even this morning, I dropped my son off to school, and you know, he tends to be one of those kids that's pretty good about, just getting out. He's always pretty happy-go-lucky. You know, he's got his little car, a little truck or whatever he brings every day, a little, you know, matchbox car. And you go, and he goes and gets in his class, sits down and starts playing, and he's pretty good. You know, he's not one of those kids that tends to fuss and cry and whine. You know, and today he didn't want to get out of the car, and he sort of, sorry, buddy, it's time to go. He said, I don't want to go to school. And he started to get sad, and you know, he started to tear up, and he pushes his kind of lower lip down, holds it straight, and he wanted to go back home with me. He wanted to spend the day with me. And you know what I wanted to say was just like, you know what, buddy? Let's just take a day off. Let's hang out. And unfortunately, I couldn't do that today. I would love to have done that today. And, you know, I wouldn't want to make a habit of this or anything. So, I mean, part of me is thinking, yeah, it's, you know, probably a good thing, you know, I didn't or couldn't. But it just reminds me of how backwards, like, our society has, like, priorities with, like, family. You know, it's like, we send our children to school, to preschool, for the bulk of the day. Like, you know, we see them very little in the morning. They're tired. They're hungry. We see them very little in the evening. They're tired and they're hungry for the half of it. And then we do the same thing every day. And, you know, part of me is like, you know, I feel like we're just, you know, like, it's kind of like, do we send kids to school and to preschool because, you know, it's best for them, you know, and we have to go to work, we have to get jobs done, or is it because we're conditioning them to essentially do the same thing that we're doing, to go to work for 8 hours or 9 hours a day? It's like when somebody says something about a 9-to-5 job, I just sort of like, yeah, I don't do 9-to-5, I do 8-to-5, and half time I usually start before 8. Anyway, actually, most of the times I do because of where I work. So, we just have it all backwards, you know? And all these luxuries and the things we buy and stuff like that, we think we're doing. And even if you're trying to be frugal, it's like, you know, this is a part of me that just wants to walk away from it all. Like, just take me and my family and just, like, I said this to my wife, but I was just, like, I would love to just, like, you know, next year is the last year I have the opportunity, you know, before my son starts kindergarten. And I'm not going to do this, of course, you know, just begs another question. But it's, like, I would just love to take my son. I mean, we could come home every day, or at least every couple of days, but and just spend time with him and just, like, go do stuff together, you know, and be together and hang out. Because you'll never get that again until, you know, the least is, like, when you're growing up. I don't know. Just been thinking about it. You can probably tell by this, like, recording, I'm sort of contemplative right now. Just very contemplative mood. And I don't know, when I sit there and think about the things that are important to me, you know, it's hard to strike a balance. Like, I'm not rich, so I can't just, like, oh, screw it, I'll just quit my job and, like, go do what I want to do and hang out. And I just feel kind of stuck with everything. Like, I don't know. Don't know.